Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
Show, college football is changing in a major, major way as we speak. And good it is an absolutely beautiful thing to watch.
Look,
you're not gonna take the wind out of my sails, bud. You're not gonna do it. I mean, I'm absolutely stoked about this change. Do I think it's the best change? Probably not. But I'm stoked. I think change is good in this situation. If you hadn't heard, if you hadn't been following college sports, college athletics, I'm gonna say college football because we all know that's the head of the snake here. Last week, the Big Ten conference announced that USC, Southern Cal, and UCLA were leaving the Pac-12 and joining the Big Ten. And that started, really, I guess you can say Texas and OU defecting the Big 12 and going to the SEC started this whole thing. But the conversation reemerged with the Big Ten going after and ultimately getting USC and UCLA to join their conference. Obviously, this is going to be a free-for-all where the NCAA doesn't dictate anything, doesn't manage anything. They just let conferences go out there and hand select whoever the hell they want. Well, after USC and UCLA decided that they were going to leave the Pac-12, join the Big Ten, then all of a sudden Oregon and Washington, two other big-time brands in the Pac-12, all of a sudden, I don't know if they leaked it, I don't know if the Big Ten leaked it, but we got word that Oregon and Washington both wanted to join the Big Ten as well. Well, the Big Ten said, well, pump your brakes a little bit. We are waiting on Notre Dame. Notre Dame is going to dictate which direction we take next. Well, we're still waiting on that. Notre Dame has not made any decision. No. To my knowledge, they've not made any decisions. Well, the point last week immediately show with these reports coming out is, what is the ACC going to do? And more importantly for all of us here in Texas, what in the hell is the Big 12 going to do? All my Baylor folks, all my TCU folks, all my U of H folks, all my Texas, did I say Texas Tech folks? I mean, the Big 12, what was going to happen with the Big 12?
Yep.
Moving forward. And I was of the thought, show, hey, the Big 12, they better not sit on their hands. They need to go join forces with what's left of the Pac-12.
They need to be forward thinking and make Absolutely. A move and not just wait like they have been.
Absolutely. Be proactive and don't sit on your hands. Because here's the deal. If you're the Big 12 and you sit on your hands and you let Washington and Oregon join the Big Ten, now you're left with the lower half of the Pac-12 ultimately to call and bring them into the Big 12.
Or in the Mountain West, maybe, because they may start trying to run and get somewhere else.
Right. Well, bottom line is this. The report today is that the Big 12 is in deep discussions, and it's been reported by several different outlets, so I'm not leaving anybody out there. It's been reported by several different credible outlets that the Big 12 is in deep discussions to add six teams into their conference. And these are the six teams from the Pac-12. Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, Oregon, Utah, and Washington. And I think this is an absolute no-brainer for the Big 12. I don't know why, as you mentioned earlier, Stanford and Cal and Washington State, like I don't know why the others aren't on the list either, and you're gonna blow this thing up and be the first team to 20?
Well, everybody loves to get markets, right? That's what the Big Ten's talking about. We got the L.A. market. Well, I mean, that Bay Area, San Francisco market is a pretty big market, you would think, that you're leaving out there.
Yeah, I tip the cap to the Big 12 for making this move, and I think this is a natural mesh here, if you will, of these two conferences. And I think the Big 12 is going to win in this move if they do indeed end up getting Oregon, Utah, and Washington out of the Pac-12. I think those are three mainstays as of late in that conference. I mean, Washington hadn't been great in the last several, but at least they've been to a college football playoff.
They got cachet. They would be one of the more traditional teams in the Big 12 right now in terms of.
Yeah, I love this move for the Big 12, and I'm glad to hear today that they're in these kind of discussions, at least playing ball, right, with expansion, with realignment, if you will, whatever you want to couch it. I think this is great for college football. I think it's great for all the Texas teams that are here that are still in the Big 12. I'm gonna be honest with you, Show. If Oregon has any sense at all, I think they jump at this opportunity. I mean, if Oregon joins the Big 12, they are immediately the number one team, the favorite to win that conference, right?
Year in and year out.
Year in, year out. I mean, it's Oklahoma State's in there.
Oklahoma State.
TCU's in there.
Baylor's in there. Been pretty good.
I mean, I got to think that Oregon is the favorite at that point in time. My point in saying that is, Joe, is and I'll get off in the weeds with like Oregon, whoever the top two or three teams are in the Big 12 are going to have a significantly.
Basically, Oregon could be the Alabama of the Big 12.
No question.
They could be the Ohio State of the Big 10.
Whoever joins the Big 12, ultimately, I'm not banging the Big 12. There's going to be good football played, but as we compare them to the Big 10 and to the SEC, it's not even close. I mean, you join the Big 10 or the SEC right now, you got to run an absolute gauntlet to even have an opportunity to play in the conference championship, and you got to win that game, in order to get to the college football playoffs. Like, it would be significantly less of a run, if you will, if you join the Big 12, right? I mean, you got to go through.
Yeah, the route outside of the Big 10, where you don't have to run into – if they go to the Big 10, which they tried, them in Washington tried to go to the Big 10,
right,
and they're waiting – you know, you got Ohio State, Michigan, potentially Notre Dame, USC there. Wisconsin's been really good lately. Like, I mean, there's a lot more teams to have to get through as opposed to Oklahoma State, Baylor, Houston, Cincinnati. Those are different programs that don't traditionally recruit just like Oregon does.
Bottom line is Oregon would be the big dog out there, and if you want to damn near guarantee yourself a trip to the college football playoffs, whoever joins the Big 12, whatever big brand joins the Big 12 and is playing good football, they're going to have a really, really good chance to jump into the college football playoffs year in, year out versus going to the Big 10 of the SEC. We'll see. Red 22. I'm seeing this reported, Show, that RG3, Robert Griffin III, former Baylor Bear quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner.
Nice.
Did he get Rookie of the Year?
I think he did. He got it over Andrew Luck. They were both playing really well, but he was nuts that first year.
I'm seeing the reports that RG3 is not only in shape and able to play, but very, very interested in playing football. And I'm not real sure, I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm not real sure why this isn't being discussed more nationally. I mean, I know it's going to be discussed a little bit because he's in the national media and people know him, and so people are gonna just naturally discuss it. I think this is a real possibility. In fact, I'll be honest with you, I can't believe he's not in the league.
Oh, you think he's – you're surprised. Because I think his last year was the COVID year of football when there weren't fans in the stands. And then last year, I mean, he's hit the ground running with this broadcasting career.
Was he with the Ravens?
Yes. Yeah, he's with the Ravens.
He was with the Ravens until the backup quarterback that he was a third stringer at the time, but he came in and he plays the game a lot like Lamar Jackson did. And the kid was, what's the kid's name? I forgot
McSorley?
His name. No. The kid is there now. The backup is there
Huntley.
Now. Huntley. And he can play. So I think all of a sudden RG3 fell by the wayside. But nonetheless, like RG3 would be a really, really solid backup in this game.
But he would be a fool to do that.
No, but he wants to. The whole point is he wants to.
I know it, but he'd be a – I just don't – like to go – like I could see if he had a chance to start somewhere. But, like, he is leaving where he is building this career, and we're starting to see these cats are making, hell, NFL player money. And he is moving up the ladder. Like, I just like to – I guess it's just a real love for the game. But to go and be a backup and not get on the field to be a backup.
I agree with you, but clearly his mind's not in that space. Yeah. I mean, he wants to play. But, like, to think that Marcus Mariota is in line to start for the Atlanta Falcons right now and RG3 can't get a job, he's saying he wants a job and can't get a job. I mean, are you kidding me? We're not even talking about the backups yet.
Yeah, he can.
I mean, we're out here watching Jeff Driscoll compete for a backup spot.
Are you shitting me?
Kinda, yeah.
I mean, who else is it?
I mean, I guess. I guess he is. It feels like he's got a little special situation that has him.
I mean, Kyle Allen's a backup. Kyle, I mean, I get it. But the point is, I mean, we're this time of year to think that RG3 wants to play, is in shape, and can't get on with the team is crazy.
Apparently Kaepernick is getting a potential shot with the Raiders there. So, yeah.
Yeah, the thing with RG3, and I've said this from jump, like RG3 is the one I'm surprised didn't do more, like didn't do more, have more of an impact or last long. Now I know the injury and all that kind of stuff, but in terms of throwing the football, RG3 right now can throw the football better than half the quarterbacks in the league right now.
Clint, he would have been the start of all of this that we're starting to see now, where the dual action is actually used in the NFL.
Yeah.
He started it. Like, if he didn't have that knee injury, he was going to be that guy. Now, I don't know if he would have got his fullness out of Washington, but, I mean, he was going to be that guy. That knee injury really took him.
Yeah, but that's what shocks me, though. So take that part of his game away. Like, the ability to stand in a pocket and deliver the football. He's as good as anybody out there. I mean, he's not your Pat Mahomes. He's not your top. I'm not saying he's a top 10 quarterback, but I'm saying in that lower level starter, indefinitely backup role in the league, I'm shocked that he don't have a job if he indeed wants one.
Yeah.
Like the way that he can spin it, I'm shocked that he ain't got a job. I mean, he's the best on the streets.
I am shocked that he wants the job.
Yeah, that's fair.
I've done both
at a lower level, and I agree with you. Like, I don't understand why you would not want to be in the studio for 20 a year.
Right? Like, I mean, I'm surprised, like, of that he wants to go back. But it must be the love of the game. Like, the love and maybe he thinks, like, maybe he looks at a team like the Texans and think, I'll be a backup there, but maybe I've got a shot to start.
Ooh. Yeah, I just look at like some. I look at some of these backups. Like, I look at some of these backups in the league, and I'm like, if RG3 wants to play, man, somebody got to stroke him a check and get him in camp. I mean, he can still spin it now.
Yeah. All right. What was the big thing this weekend? The Astros remain hot 7 in a row, and it culminated with a huge walk off 2 in a row by Yordan Alvarez. What was the best thing of the weekend? That's coming up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Pena hits one to center field. Back goes Trout. Still going back. He's at the wall. Ball game over. Two walk-off home runs to center field in Pena's rookie season. The Astros win it 4-2 with Jeremy Pena hitting two home runs, walking it off on a Sunday against the Angels for the sweep.
I'm going to tell you what. I was there yesterday at Minute Maid Park. Took the family out to watch the Astros take on the Royals. And that was the best atmosphere when you take into account a team that is 13 and a half games ahead in their division, cruising through, second best record in baseball, playing against a god-awful, dreadful baseball team. That, man, nobody really wants to come out to see. Hell, maybe in the biggest crowd the Royals played in since opening day. And the atmosphere was fantastic. For July 4th, with, you know, not a lot, you know, that happens if the Astros lose this game. Jake Odorizzi pitching. Maybe the last pitcher that you really want to pay money to go see.
It sucks to suck.
In this rotation. You know, you got Rock the Baby tonight. You got Verlander coming. You got Javier coming now. You're getting Odorizzi. Clint, the atmosphere at Minute Maid was fantastic yesterday. And I give a lot of Astros fans a lot of credit. That place, you look like they're in playoff readiness already. Like, they're ready to go for October baseball. That it felt as close as that could be for a game in July for, you know, against a team that's not a threat.
Well, look, I'm not surprised one bit that that's what you saw all show. I mean, I think this is – Minute Maid is a special place, man. I mean, I don't know if it's always been like that, but I know that – I mean, I went to a game – it's probably 17, 18. They were definitely in the mix. They were definitely making a run, you know. And I went to a regular season game, and I'm not a nine-inning baseball game. I don't care if it's my Astros. I don't care if it's my Razorbacks. I don't care who it is. I'm not a nine-inning game guy. Like, I'm a let me show up in about the third or fourth.
Oh, you're coming in.
Or I'm going to leave in the seventh. Like, I'm not going – it's hard for me to sit through nine innings. until I went to Minute Maid Park and watched the Astros. The buzz in the state, even when it's when nobody's cheering, the buzz in the stadium or in the ballpark is real. And then you add on top of it with this lineup, I mean, you're on the edge of your seat because you don't want to miss Altuve at bat. You don't want to miss, obviously, an Alvarez at bat. You don't want to miss, now you got Bregman coming around. Yuli's coming around. Tucker, you know, you don't want to miss. I mean, there's, you know, you're seven deep of guys. You don't want to take your eyes off of the diamond because you don't want to miss an at bat. So,
that's yeah,
I'm not surprised one bit, show that you were that you were surprised or impressed with what Minute Maid Park and what the Astros fan base brings on a daily basis.
Yeah, like we've been out there, we've done our shows from in front of it during the postseason. Yeah, I mean, it's a hell of an atmosphere. It's just this one, man. I mean, by the way, I want to say this, very solid date night. Very solid.
You had the whole family.
Well, I'm just talking about others watching. Yeah, this was a real date night.
Yeah. Well, so this to me, man, that's what makes a fan base real. Like, I was having a conversation a couple days ago with my college football guys, and we were talking about, like, the top the home field advantages, right, in football. And somebody brought up Alabama. And I was like, you know, I didn't have a ton of input because when I played Alabama, they weren't Nick Saban's Alabama. Yeah. They were really good. They were really good with Sean Alexander and company, but they weren't what they are today. So we got to talking about it, and they said, well, you know, Alabama because they're Alabama, they kind of just pick and choose. And if the game means something, the atmosphere is absolutely crazy. I'm like, you know, I don't know that I gauge fan bases and home field advantage off of when it's a big game. Like, hell, anybody goes to the World Series, their city's going to show up and show out. If you're a team that's going to compete in the playoffs, the ballpark's going to be full in October. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be loud in October. The way, like, I when I look at home field advantage, right, like, the Astros have a legit home field advantage, and what you're talking about is why. Because the game was probably the worst game to pick to go to. It was a time of year when there was a lot of other things to do. You wanted to.
Lord.
And they still it still had that buzz, man. To me, that's legit home field. That's like legit home field advantage.
What do you think we're gonna see tomorrow when we go to the game? We go to the game, it's a Wednesday night. Christian Javier is on the mound. He may strike out 16.
Yeah, I think it'll be a thin crowd.
Think so,
but I think you're still gonna get a. I think you're still gonna get that buzz is still gonna be there. The people that are there are gonna be tuned the hell in to every pitch and every at bat. Yeah, I think you still got it. You still got that buzz.
Did you see the? Have you seen the tweet that Tyler sent out?
No,
what he's doing to us.
Which one? What do you mean? Tyler spits him out so fast, hell! If you blink, you miss one.
Tyler, do you tell him? You're gonna have people running up at us.
Well, I mean, I didn't put a lot of emphasis on the running or sprinting towards us, but I said
you didn't capitalize capital R, capital U, no, capital N.
No, but I said, you know, I know all three of us like to enjoy. We enjoy meeting the listeners, and I'm gonna make sure that whenever we roll out to the juice box tomorrow, us three to take in the Astros game, that I have a Sports Radio 610 T-shirt with me, and I simply said, first listener that sees us three roaming around Minute Maid Park and approaches us and tells us how much they love the show,
runs up on us,
that I would give them that Sports Radio 610 T-shirt.
I got questions. You holding out on us? Number one, you got a slew of shirts somewhere?
No.
You got a closet full of Sports Radio 610
shirts? I could use a couple of extra shirts.
I mean, what's going on here?
It's the 610 with the Texas outline shirt we all have.
Yeah, we all have one. What are you going to give them, the one that you've been wearing?
No. I have one that's unworn.
Right. So you've got a stash.
No.
Where is he getting the stash from?
I don't know. I mean, I had to.
What color is it? Is it black?
Yeah. We don't have any real new merch. We just got the they are solid shirts.
No, that's a solid shirt.
It's a solid shirt.
That's a great shirt.
I would like to have it in multiple colors. I'd like to have two black ones so I don't have to. I'm having to wash my regular black one so often that it's fading.
Oh, you only have one?
Yeah. So back to my point. How do you have a stash?
How do you have a stash? He's got all sizes.
You see that grin on his face?
Yeah, man, this dude, he got, you know, I've noticed he has keys to this building in places that we don't, that I think he's getting a lot of stuff from.
No, I do not. You're trying to get me fired right now. I'm not trying to get you fired. I asked for permission.
Somebody gave you these keys.
I'm sorry that I think our listeners deserve to rep the station.
No, we're fine. I think everybody's fine with them repping the station. The question is, where's the shirt coming from? And why do we have to fight for 2 years to get one, and you've got two, and you're giving them away, and you're announcing it on Twitter?
That damn thing.
I just thought it was a good idea.
I think it's a great idea, Bo.
Thank you, sir. I didn't say they got to run at us full speed and scare us or anything.
I've got another T-shirt if you step on show's toes. Literally, when you run up, step on show.
Why are you doing this to people, dog? Hey, man, don't touch my toes, man.
Show's going to have some old dirty-ass shoes on tomorrow.
Don't touch my damn toes. All right.
How about this? I'll have a Sports Radio 610 sticker for you if you call show Peaches when you approach us.
Nobody want no damn sticker.
We'll see. We'll find out.
All right. Try me. Try me. As I said, man, see, why are you doing this? Because everybody was so respectable to me and my family yesterday. Right? I know my son, Little Show, was pissing some of them off because he is a sore loser. I mean, he is a rub-it-in cheer. I mean, he was the loudest person in the section when a home run went out. And I everybody high-fived him. Thought he was.
Hey. Does that surprise you?
What?
Not in the slightest.
What? What are you talking about?
Your son?
What? I had to pull him down. Hey, son, back up. Chill out, man. Whoa! Yeah, baby! Yeah, come on, come on! He's jumping up there. I said, hey, yeah. Grab your seat, man.
Grab your seat.
Taste a little of this popcorn real quick, man, before it gets away from you a little bit. All right, coming up, listen. This is something that Nick Caserio, I believe he will be able to accomplish, but if he doesn't, it will be a real, real problem. Many people keep talking about the running back situation with the Texans. No, it is this situation, and we'll tell you what that is next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
All right, Clint, as the Texans continue to move in the building of this team, offensively, I know we've talked about it with a lot of people coming into the draft, and even now, right, is got to improve that run game. As you've said it before, the worst run game you've seen the last couple of years, got to improve that run game, talking about backs to get, talking about all these things. And it is true. That is true. They need to improve their run game, and you hope with the moves they've made in the draft, both in the offensive line and at running back. And guys they've signed in free agency like Marlon Mack, that they do improve that. But, Clint, this league, when you win, man, is starting to become a league where guys make plays on the edges, make plays from the wide receiver position, and are able to dictate coverage and dictate a lot of things you can do offensively. That has to be one of the primary things that Nick Caserio has to get in the next couple of years?
Yeah, look, I just think when you look at how the landscape in Houston has changed, if you will, I mean, you're going to have salary cap space galore. You're going to you have two first round draft picks each of the next 2 years, and so I just think the game has changed for Houston, and too much is being made, or not too much has been made about the running back position. I think you're going to improve your running game first and foremost, and most importantly, by getting your offensive line right. They addressed that with Kenyon Green. They addressed that with A.J. Cann and Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard and all these different things. Now, you can say in the future some of these contracts are going to come up, and what are you going to do with these guys beyond Titus Howard's fifth year? What are you going to do with Laremy Tunsil beyond the next couple? But if we're talking right this second, where the Texans sit today, what's the biggest need offensively? It's not running back. It's not tight end. It's not offensive line, right? It may be quarterback after we see and we watch the Davis Mills thing unfold. That may trump any decision that the Texans have. We may see that unfold to where all of a sudden next year in the draft, the most important thing is Bryce Young or Anthony Richardson or, you know, one of these young quarterbacks, C.J. Stroud out of Ohio State. That may shift, but if Davis Mills works out in Houston, at least to where the organization wants to commit beyond this year to him, this 2022 season, the biggest need is wide receiver.
Yeah.
The biggest need is a boundary, big-bodied wide receiver that can win one-on-one battles, right? And when you're drafting him in the first round, you hope that he's a great route runner. You hope he has the ability to catch 50-50 balls. You hope he has a high football IQ and has the ability to read the difference between man and zone and settle in spots and run from man. You hope that you can find an absolute game-changing wide receiver, because the Texans simply don't have enough talent at the wide receiver position, and they don't have that one top-end, high-end. And I'm not talking about DeAndre Hopkins. I'm not talking about top 10 in the league. I'm talking about a guy that can go out there and threaten a defense, whether they're playing man or zone. I'm talking about a guy that can go out there and a defensive coordinator is concerned playing man or playing cover zero like we saw the Dolphins do last year versus the Texans for four quarters. Like, you've got to have a guy that can go win in those situations. They don't have him right now. The next time that they will be able to, I'll put it this way, when I think they'll be ready to acquire that particular player, whether they do it through the draft next year or free agency next year, the key is next year they're gonna have the ability to go get that guy, and that guy needs to be a wide receiver, not a running back or a tight end.
Yeah, I agree, and I think the big thing that I agree about it is, and the part where I look at it is, it is more than doable. Like, every avenue that you have is doable. This isn't one of those positions around the league that it is hard to find. And as you're saying, you're not looking for, you know, Davante Adams. That'd be great if you found him.
Yeah.
You're not talking about Davante Adams. Like, right up, is A.J. Brown there? Like, is A.J. Brown a borderline top, you know, 10 receiver? Is Terry McLaurin there? Can you find guys? Like, I'm not even talking about to the top, you know, of the list that we're talking about. DK Metcalf, can you find that guy? That Tyler Lockett, those guys who, like, as I'm just naming those guys, like, teams have multiple of those guys. And as you said, they're going to have money in free agency next year where they could go after it that way. They've got draft picks, as we know, galore. And let's just be honest, as Tyler has been working hard looking this up, like, these first-round picks, like, these last several years, Clint, like, they fit the bill. They've been working in many cases here. Like, I'm not going to talk about this year, but you like what potentially you could see out of guys like Drake London and Garrett Wilson and Jameson Williams, who all got drafted in the first round. But in 2021, Ja'Marr Chase, obviously, he's a top 10 type of guy.
He's a high player.
And then Jalen Waddle, who caught 100-something balls. Now, he wasn't running very far because Tua wasn't throwing it very far. But this is a guy over 1,000 yards as a rookie. Devontae Smith, almost 1,000 yards with the Eagles, helped change that offense. Henry Ruggs before that, obviously the issues he had, but his speed was something that was a difference maker. People really high on Jerry Jeudy. CeeDee Lamb has shown flashes of that. Hollywood Brown. Then I know, and also in that year, Justin Jefferson went in the CeeDee Lamb and Jerry Jeudy year in the first round. Like, they, I mean, these guys are working in the first round. They are coming out of it. Mike Williams a couple of years ago. DJ Moore with the Panthers. Maybe not a lot of people know about him, but he is a guy that fits what you're talking about. Calvin Ridley before the gambling thing, a guy that fits what you're talking about in Atlanta. They're there in the draft. The Cardinals will tell you we can get them in other ways outside of the draft, like, yep. DeAndre Hopkins. There are so many ways to attain it. We haven't got to second-round receivers or third-round receivers like Deebo Samuel, who has worked out, T. Higgins, who is pretty good, that has worked out, Tyreek Hill in the fifth round. There are so many of these guys that you can find that you can work. Like, it will be in 2 years, hell, after next year, if Nick Caserio hasn't been able to bring somebody in that fits that, that'll be very, very disappointing, because this isn't a position that you just can't find. There are a lot of ways you can get what you're talking about at receiver.
To me, the wide receiver position in pro football right now is a lot like NBA, like superstars in the NBA. You get your foundation right. You get the bottom two-thirds of your roster right. And there's going to be really, really, really good to great players become available. I mean, whether that's in the draft, and like this year, you got the Boutte kid out of LSU, I think is the one I got my eye on. You got the kid, the Addison kid, Jordan Addison kid that just transferred from Pittsburgh, the Blitnikoff winner from last year that went from Pittsburgh to USC. There's going to be a handful of guys in the draft that are absolute game changers and free agents. There's going to be someone available that will help you change the game. I believe it's a void right now. I don't believe Nico Collins is a guy that's going to fill that void. I think he's a good player. I think he's a starting receiver in this league. I don't think he is a guy. I could be dead wrong, but I don't think he is a guy that has the ability to go out there and his biggest plays being made inside the 20-yard line. I just don't see Nico being that dude. I think he can be a really good complementary piece to a receiving core, but I don't see him being that dude. Brandon Cooks, I'm on record with Brandon Cooks. I think he's a great gadget receiver. I think he's a really, really good number two. I think he's a crazy good weapon for a play caller. I do not think he's a number one. I do not think he's a coverage dictator. I do not believe that defensive coordinators come in here concerned about Brandon Cooks beating them. Now, do they focus on where Brandon Cooks is at? Does their game plan revolve a lot around Brandon Cooks? Yeah, because he's the best. He's the only weapon that they have offensively. So yeah, I mean, a defensive coordinator is going to tell you, yeah, we got to know where Brandon Cooks is. Yeah, but you don't have anybody else to worry about. Like, Brandon Cooks is by far the best player. So hell yeah, you're going to focus on him. Brandon Cooks is a really, really good gadget wide receiver, really, really good number two wide receiver. You're still missing that top-end guy. Whether you draft a youngster that just possesses those skills, like Jerry Jeudy. Like, Jerry Jeudy has been a little bit of a disappointment because he's been injured, right? But there's no doubt about it when Jerry Judy's on the field. Jerry Jeudy has the skill set to be special.
When he came out, you thought Devontae Adams, the way he can run, his route running, his ability, like the size and everything, that's what many people looked at when they saw him come out.
Yeah, but the Texans are missing that guy that you watch and you go, hey, man, I don't know if he's got it together off the field. He is mature as he needs to be. But damn it, I know when the ball's in there, that dude's got a freakish gift to go get
it.
It
just looks different.
It just looked like, yeah, CeeDee Lamb. You mentioned CeeDee Lamb with the Cowboys. That's one of them. CeeDee Lamb's one of them. Like, I don't know where – I said this from the jump. Like, I don't know that CeeDee Lamb's going to be able to dominate consistently in this league the way he did it at Oklahoma. But when I watch the Cowboys play, he makes two or three plays, whether it's run after catch or it's some crazy catch where he bends and contorts his body in a weird way to catch the ball. Like, he does something where you go, damn, that's freak.
Well, there's damn sure a threat and a concern that he brings to defenses that is different than the threat and concern that a Brandon Cooks brings.
No question.
To the defense.
No question.
Right? Not to say that, as you're saying, not to say that Brandon Cooks doesn't bring a threat or concern. It's just a different one. And I think coordinators potentially, you know, allocate resources differently to a guy like a CeeDee Lamb, who's not as polished a receiver as Brandon Cooks is right now. But like when he gets the ball in his hands,
yeah,
there is an OS moment sometimes. Or if he gets caught up in certain routes, there is a moment. And the Texans just don't bring that. And I'm seeing this on the text line. And I see Mechie gets no love. We'll see what John Mechie brings to the table. But I mean, it's hard from what we've seen to think that he fits that.
Yeah, but Mechie's not even cut from the mold. Like, Mechie is a between the numbers, under the safety assassin. Like, that's where he is going to. Like, he is going to give linebackers fits. He's going to give nickel defenders, hopefully he's this good. He did it in college. He's going to give nickel defenders fits. Like, you can't touch him in a phone booth. Like, his ability to change directions, accelerate and decelerate is very Brandon Cooks-esque. Right, it's very similar. He's not a guy that's going to be like, boy, the safety put his eyes in the back, had his eyes in the backfield, and all of a sudden, you know, Mechie or Brandon Cooks got over the top on the deep post. Like how many? And I'm talking about the one young receiver that pops in my mind is Jordan Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, that a lot of that has to do with the scheme that they play in. I mean, he's in one of those run heavy zone schemes where they play action a lot, but like. Like, how many times, I know in the years that I've covered the Texans, I've not seen Brandon Cooks, like, legitimate by design get behind the defense with a deep post. Like, like we used to watch Will Fuller do it all the time. That speed at the NFL level. Like, Brandon Cooks is not that guy. Like, I mean, when was the last time we saw somebody go up and catch a 50-50 ball that wasn't a busted play? I know people want to bring up the alley-oop versus – this was early in the season
Jacksonville
here.
Jacksonville got one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking about busted play. I'm talking about the Davante Adams back shoulder 50-50 ball. I'm talking about the level two trajectory where it's not a lollipop throw, but it's thrown just over the defensive back's head, and you catch it, keep your toes in for a touchdown. I'm talking about those kind of plays, right? We see Jamar. I'm looking at Jamar Chase right now. Jamar Chase does it all the time.
Yeah.
Jefferson does it all the time, right? We saw Devontae Smith do it some last year. CeeDee Lamb does it in Dallas some. He hadn't been given the ball as much with the other receivers he had around, but CeeDee Lamb.
You just want somebody to at least have the threat that they
correct.
If that's something that they can do.
Correct. Yeah. There's just
and the only person with that body right now is Nico Collins, with the look of it, and we'll see. Maybe this year he breaks out and changes in that. But, you know, thus far right now, it'd be more of a surprise if he did that. Like, you look at him, you think, man, can he play like Mike Williams with the Chargers? Can he, like, go up and just go and get balls? Like, if he did that, boy, I'm telling you, like, you got, you know.
That's what we're talking about here. I mean, that's the at the very least, give me that. Then you've got somebody that's unbelievably complimentary to Brandon Cooks. You got somebody that's unbelievably complimentary to a solid, average to solid run game. Right, you've got. Then you have the pieces to do some things. Right now, they don't have that guy, and it's the number one to me, and it's glaring. There's not even a close second. It is by far the number one thing that this offense lacks right now. That's that big-bodied wide receiver, 6 foot or bigger, 210 or bigger, that can go do some things. That's where they're lacking.
Yeah, all right. And the text line continue, man. Hey, if John Mechie could be the next Cooper Kupp, that would be an amazing thought. But we'll see.
But Kupp's not the guy we're talking about. Like, he's arguably the best in the game right now. But the way in which he produces is not what we're talking about. Like,
they were doing that with Odell.
Right. Exactly. Cooper Kupp ain't out there running like planted to the boundary wide receiver and running fades. I mean, he ain't out there catching 50-50 balls. Now, he's catching some corners that are poorly thrown balls that he's a good athlete to go up and get. But he's not. I mean, he is a Brandon Cooks. Like Kupp is the standard for the gadget slot, great route running, win with twitch wide receiver.
And it's not a shock that both of them had career years under the same person calling the
exactly.
plays that you don't.
And that's who Metchie has the potential to be. Like that's a whole different. Now, if you can get that, if you can get Brandon Cooks to go do what he did in 2018 in LA, or you can get
Sean McVay,
you can get either one of the Metchie or Cook to do what Kupp does out there, like schematically be that guy for this team. Now you're talking, but it's not. You're not winning in the same way. It's a total different kind of wide receiver. Show you were spot on. If Nico Collins can at the very least become Mike Williams, I mean, just be that guy. What's Mike's production? I mean, I know year to year it's not just unbelievable.
No, I mean he had over 1,100 yards last year, and he had and he had 9 touchdowns.
I mean, is that his best year? Are you looking at his career?
I'm looking at this past year. Just this past year, that's what he did, over 1,100 yards, and 9 touchdown passes. But he is routinely a guy that can go up and get, 50. He's had a 10 touchdown season. He's had a 9 touchdown season, and he's had 2,000 yard receiving seasons. When he's played later.
So that's fair. Would you say he's had 2 1,000 yard seasons?
Yeah, 2 1,000 yard
seasons. In how many years?
In
5 years. 5 years. So that's fair. I mean, that's about what, yeah. If he, at the very least, if he can be that guy, if he can give you 800-900 a year, maybe 1,100 one year, maybe 1,200 one year on a good year.
Now, he's not Hopkins because he doesn't do it consistently.
Oh, but yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But that's the difference. But they have a guy that gives you the threat of, hey, he'll go up. And they'll do it. Like, all right, man, Justin Herbert has done this where, hell, I ain't got nothing else. All right, I'm just going to throw it up to Mike. Right? And he'll go up and get it. Like, I mean, he did that at Clemson for years. So, yeah, I'm with you. I just don't think they have that dude yet. And hopefully Nico Collins can be that guy, but we'll see that. But I'm with you. It's so able to find. Teams have two or some of them three, and the Texans got to be able to get one with all the picks and the cash they'll have. All right, Lance McCullers, he spoke today. He also threw again today. We'll let you hear what he had to say, and he speaks specifically about where he is and the next steps. Lance McCullers coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.